Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from frozen Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome, everybody. Believe it or not, gosh, about next month, the Winter Olympics. I'm really looking forward to that. I just can't believe it's been 8 years since Evan Lysacek, who grew up here in Naperville, Illinois, who was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skate, won the Olympic gold medal. Same, but I just can't believe it's been 8 years. But Winter Olympics next month. We've got a great show today, a triple header. We're going to start off with Dr. Kevin Ray. He's a podiatric physician, foot surgeon. He's also a franchisee with one of our supporters, Hammer and Nails. Then Rob Fletcher is returning. Rob is the creator of America's Next Great Trainer. He's the director of A4M Health and Research Project, Hall of Fame martial artist, will be joining me for a couple of return visits. And then, everybody, as you know, it's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we talk a little bit about upcoming shows and answer emails. First, we want to start right off, Dr. Kevin Ray, podiatrist, foot surgeon. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, I want to start off, Kevin, with give us a little history and background of your podiatric career, and also mix in what got you interested in Hammer and Nails.
Okay, awesome. That's pretty easy. Podiatry came kind of to me just because I always wanted to go to medical school. I played football. I played Division I college football at South Carolina State, and had decent success there. And obviously, very interested in sports medicine. So I decided to seek medicine. My first option was physical therapy, and that's what I thought I wanted to be. And then I met a podiatrist at the time that was running for the U.S. Congress in the area where my school was. So I assumed that because he was running for Congress, he must be pretty wealthy. So I figured podiatry was the way to go to make a lot of money.
Ha! I tell you, you know, it's a it definitely is, you know, and again, you, where was the college you played football, Kevin?
South Carolina State University in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Wow. You know, so we talk so much on the Sports Doctor. I'll call you Dr. Kevin. Again, I'm Dr. Bob. We talk so much on the Sports Doctor, Dr. Kevin, about the role of the foot in sports. We talk about everything, you know, choosing the right shoe. Again, 95% of what I do are the best adolescents in the country in all sports is orthotics and alignment and training the foot ankle. We make such a big deal out of it. And the fact you played ball, you understood. It also, again, could be a very lucrative career. And I guess if it's lucrative enough, you could open up a Hammer and Nails, you know, men's grooming. What attracted you to that? Tell us about Hammer and Nails and what attracted you to that.
Well, here in South Carolina, we actually have a pretty severe deficit, I'll say, of podiatric physicians here, Dr. Bob. You know, we're one of those areas that's truly geographically disadvantaged from the healthcare perspective of podiatry. So we started our practice here, and we've grown to have 9 offices along with 11 physicians that work for the practice. And
wow.
We even have podorthists, a podorthist department with 4 certified podorthists as well.
I'm a big podorthist fan.
Yeah,
We love it.
Yeah, the shoe expert. It's added tremendous value to our practice. So we're always looking to be cutting edge, and we're always looking to add revenue streams, and also not just revenue streams, but also services that patients can benefit from to our product line. And I wrote a business plan for a concept very similar to Hammer and Nails, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And
now, Hammer and Nails is men's grooming. Of course, men's grooming includes pedicures. And, you know, we've had your founder on the radio probably 6 months ago, Michael Elliott, the Hollywood film producer, the guy who started all of this, started the first organization. And I've talked about sports pedicures, Dr. Kevin, for 25 years. You know, the importance of not only, you know, taking care of, even though I know Michael Elliott said he wanted a place he could comfortably come in as a guy and get a manicure or a pedicure. So the interest of podiatry, of course, makes so much sense, the foot expert.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, Dr. Bob. I'm sure, as you would well know, practicing for the years you've been practicing, the vast majority of the patients that come into our podiatric practices are females. And females are physician extenders or medical extenders for their husbands or their whatever males in their lives. But oftentimes, men don't want to come to the podiatrist unless they have what they perceive to be a real problem. So Hammer and Nail became a great outlet to say, hey, you know, you can actually come here and have someone with some level of expertise just take a look at your foot on a regular basis. And if there is something wrong medically that they feel is abnormal, they can send you to a place where a medical provider such as myself or you can actually treat that person.
Yes, we do a lot of foot screenings. I've done them for decades at the health club, at other facilities, at shoe stores. Mirabali Shoes and New Balance supported me for 4 years. Thank you, Mirabali, the great family on the Sports Doctor. Well, what's the website people can go to find out about Dr. Kevin Ray and the whole Hammer and Nails connection?
Well, currently our website is physicians with an S, footcare.com. That's the website for our practice. And then also as far with Hammer and Nails, we're actually in the process of developing our Hammer and Nails website as well.
Okay.
But Hammer and Nails, the franchise, there's a Hammer and Nails franchise website that has a tremendous amount of information about Hammer and Nails and what they're offering.
Yes, we talked about when I had them on also, Dr. Ray, Dr. Kevin, that the adding of a retail side of things in the medical world is one of the things that's becoming very, very common, whether the guy owns a shoe store, whether he's involved with podorthists. The owners of the New Balance group that it supports me on the Sports Doctor are podorthists in that regard. And of course, the importance of the shoe expert, you know, one of the most popular articles, and everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, sportsdoctorradio.com. Go over to radio shows. You could listen to years worth of shows, but you could also see the guests we've had on from around the world, what the topics were going back, gosh, like 10 years. Listen to whatever you would like. If you zip over to newspaper articles and magazine articles, you'll see so much what we've written about, whether it's your young son or daughter specializing in one sport. You know, the Sports Doctor, we talk about everything from concussions to nutrition, all things health and wellness. There is a string of the role of the foot, of course, that runs through it. We're excited about Twitter. We're at 34,000 Twitter followers. I get a lot of guests from Twitter. I'm trying to remember. I think I might have met Hammer and Nails on Twitter. So at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, you could follow me. We have a lot of great information posted 3-4 times a day on all aspects of sports medicine, health, wellness. A lot of information regarding the radio show at Sports Doc Radio. Dr. Kevin Ray joining me. I haven't done foot surgery probably in 20 years. I have a lot of colleagues who do. The importance of foot surgery. What are some of the things that you see that you're dealing with foot surgical wise in your practice?
Here in South Carolina, we're kind of labeled as the diabetes capital of the world. So essentially, probably 85% of the podiatric surgery that I perform is diabetic related. Everything from ulcers to preventative procedures for bunions and toes and things like that.
You know, when you bring that up, Dr. Kevin, I, for 20 years I've been talking on the Sports Doctor, not only the fact that podiatry was one of the first, if not the first profession to see suspected diabetes, because the fact of the effects on the foot, the numbness, the tingling, the burning, and these other effects. But again, the Sports Doctor is all about prevention. I've featured childhood obesity for 20 years already, and the educational challenge with this explosion of diabetes, and I just got to bring it up with the way you're talking, that 80% of the foot surgery, diabetes is an epidemic.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that, I tell my patients often when it comes to diabetic foot surgery is there are two types of foot surgery in diabetics. One, what we call preventative, as you mentioned, prevention is huge. The other is corrective. We try to educate our patients to have more preventative procedures done, to just take off little lumps and bumps that could increase foot pressures and eventually ulcerate, so that we don't have to do the corrective surgeries. Those are the surgeries, as you know, that once something is wrong, now we're trying to get you back to a near normal state.
Of course, the whole world, again, with diabetes, you know, over the past 10, 15 years, wound care has become a gigantic topic in medicine, in podiatric medicine. And again, you know, amputations, the idea of the podiatrist and diabetes is prevent the whole string of events that can lead to nightmares dealing with the idea of potential surgery when you're dealing with some of these nightmare problems on the foot. Again, I wanted to ask you again, your association with something like Hammer and Nails, what kind of education and training are you looking for the nail techs? You know, and my lady friend, Denise Provenzano, owns Zano Salons here in the southwest suburbs of the Naperville area in Illinois. We're always been involved for years in the connection between proper foot care and pedicures. And what are you looking as for Hammer and Nails to be a step up, quote unquote, when it comes to dealing with nails and the nail techs?
Absolutely. Well, number one, Dr. Bob, is that all of the nail techs in Hammer and Nails has to be a certified nail tech, so they went through their specialized training. The nail techs that are going to be working in our specific franchise location have a one-up, so to speak, on other locations in that.
To say the least.
Right. Our doctors take the time to we have established our own kind of training to help them identify possible abnormalities so that when they see these types of, you know, hyperpigmented lesions or the such, they're able to say, hey, look, we need you to see the doctors in our practice so they can say that this is nothing or find out, you know, what's going on with these particular lesions.
Yeah. And they could also identify, I would think, and this is what I talked to Michael Elliott about, this is what I talked to Wotorski, since I met you guys, was, again, in the world of screening, a flat-footed guy and the guy who's got loose pronated ankles and someone who postulates had all sorts of problems will have an opportunity to learn about the role of the foot and then become somebody, whether it's shoe advice or orthotic advice, to be able to refer to podiatry. When I gave lectures years ago, Dr. Kevin, again in the world of the salons, talking to nail techs, we would be talking about who should you refer to podiatry? You know, what kind of attention
Absolutely.
Should you be, right? Now, Hammer and Nails is supposed to have real high-end hair care, right? As far as the whole grooming side of things.
Well, correct. So the main purpose of Hammer and Nails is health and wellness for hand and foot. That's
I like
primary.
That.
Obviously, the other grooming aspects, as far as you know, hair care and shaves, that goes along with it. But as you and I know, the biggest organ in
you
the body.
You gotta have top end people. That's
right,
what I told
right.
our friends. You gotta have top stylists, people who cater. You know, come to the best. If you're gonna get hand foot care, of course, I'm putting my two cents in, like I always have with my friends at Hammer Nails. Involving, you know, that side of things on the grooming side, you know. But
yeah.
Michael talked about you really want a almost a relaxed, high-end atmosphere where a guy can come in and feel real comfortable about it, about getting a manicure and pedicure. True?
Yeah, Doc, I'm telling you, I don't know if you've ever been into a nail salon, but It's a fairly uncomfortable. I'm one of these guys that I'm very particular when it comes to my nails. I got to have clean nails at all times. But when you go into that nail salon, it's a pretty unnerving experience for a man.
Ha! You know, I've told
either
to
you're going to be the
friend,
either you're going to be the first guy there, the first person there when they open and get out before the women get in, or you're going to be the last guy before everyone leaves, so that you're not sitting there having your service performed with 100 women looking at you wondering why the hell you're here.
It's an interesting point. Your founder, Michael Elliott, and people, if they go, everybody, to Sports Doctor, go to sportsdoctorradio.com, buzz over to radio shows, and go back, find Michael Elliott, and listen to his story about why he started this whole concept, which is exactly what Dr. Kevin here is talking about, where he felt whatever it was, a touch of unease, because the routine of hand nail care with guys in a salon atmosphere is, you know, I don't know if it's intimidating, but it sure could be on the compared to. And you're not talking about going into a sports bar with the sports hair care either, are you?
Not at all. Far from. We're actually we just recently found a beautiful location in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, and we're looking at slated to be opening by the second quarter of this year. So we're super excited about that.
You know what you'll do? You'll send me a note. You'll let us know here on the Sports Doctor when you're ready to open. We'll try to get you back. Talk a little bit about some of the excitement as you're putting this together. And how many do you have any other specialties practicing? You said podorthos. Are you all podiatry in your group with 9 offices, or do you have other specialties?
No, all podiatry. You know, within that, we have pathology as well and things like that. But the group is all podiatrists mainly.
What's the website, again, that they can go to find out about you and about some of the excitement?
Physicians with an S, footcare.com.
Dr. Kevin Ray, again, podiatric surgeon, upcoming franchisee with Hammer and Nail. Want to thank you so much for joining me. Hey, we're going to catch you. We'll be right back at Sports Doctor. AthleteIntelligence.com builds better teams. How? AthleteIntelligence.com uses wearable sensors to measure impact and performance metrics and translate that data into actionable, coachable moments. Get 3D images of hit impacts in real time. Identify high-risk players. Track speed, distance, movement and space, even long-term history, and so much more. Coaches, for a better, safer team, visit AthleteIntelligence.com.
com or call 425-372-7806. The $21 billion men's grooming market has a new concept, Hammer and Nail. Grooming Shop for Guys now brings hand and foot grooming for men alongside traditional barbering services. They have national opportunities for franchise locations and area representative licenses backed up by a corporate team with over 30 years of experience building some of the largest health, wellness, and beauty brands. Hammer and Nails can complement your existing medical practice. It's cash-based and it's recurring revenue model ensures consistent cash flow. Visit Hammer and Nails, Hammer A-N-D, Nails Grooming. Call 818-657-7181. Everybody, Sports Doctor live from freezing Chicago, back in action here, joined with a frequent guest of ours, Rob Fletcher, the creator of America's Next Great Trainer. He's a Hall of Fame martial artist. He is now the director of A4M Health and Research, the great anti-aging group, I'm proud to be a member of his board with the next America's Next Great Trainer. Rob Fletcher, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, man.
Dr. Bob, I can't thank you enough. Love your show. Your guests are so informative and so inspiring. Love listening to your show, and I thank you sincerely for having me back on.
Yes, you know, and we've had, you know, the Gary Reinold, Dr. Nick DeNoble.
Fans of them all.
Yes, and the group with you. Who'd I leave out? Nobody.
Well, Dr. Nick and Gary.
Oh,
are
Gary.
Definitely...
Yes.
Give
us a quickie. I call it my who, what. You know, give us a little bit about who you are, what you're doing now, for everybody.
The quick overview. Opened up a gym, a martial arts center in the early 90s. Then I was a competitor, performer, leading into ultimately started as USA Karate and Fitness. And then to fast forward, 2009, I created America's Next Great Trainer, ANGT, which is mainly a marketing and promotional platform for trainers, coaches, and instructors to share their passion and knowledge with viewers and with listeners through our media platforms and live events, which then led me into where I am now. Still moving forward with ANGT. It's a collaboration of sorts with A4M. A4M is mainly to this point was anti-aging and regenerative medicine. However, now they're expanding aggressively because you know Dr. Bob Goldman and Dr. Ron
Platt.
They don't do anything half speed. It's 110 miles an hour. And if you're not
Dr. Ron Platt.
Yeah, Dr. Ron.
You introduced both those guys, right? They just had their one of the major. You know, Goldman is one of the true Renaissance men in the history of medicine, sports medicine, anti-aging. Just remarkable. He's invented, been involved in I don't know how many different patents. He's still the world record holder in what he does. And again, the America's Next Great Trainer, your platform is huge. You're in the middle of the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger world and his tremendously successful fitness expos, aren't you?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Arnold, I've been involved with since 1993. I can't say enough about the Arnold. The Arnold Sports Festival, started out as the Arnold Bodybuilding Classic. Martial arts being one of the first sports in 1993, other than bodybuilding. Today, 80 sporting events, 20,000 competitors, over 200,000 attendees. So the Arnold is definitely, the largest multi-sport event in the world. And then, of course, we're also spreading out into the other events. We have LA Fit Expo coming up, another phenomenal event. Then we have Alan Goldberg's martial arts and fitness mega weekend, which is another renowned weekend in the worlds of fitness and
health.
What's
the best website? What's the best website, Rob, to find out about your whole world revolving around America's Next Great Trainer?
Well, I'm going to give you a couple now because A4M is really on the forefront of a lot of cool things. So America's Next Great Trainer is ANGT.TV. That's what I founded. Then now I'm very excited to be involved with Dr. Robert Goldman and Dr. Ron Klatz in their A4M health and fitness project. You can find out more about that at worldhealth.net. And I strongly suggest and recommend to physicians and to trainers to sign up for their co-branded newsletter because they have a huge outreach, 200,000 distribution weekly with a 70% open read rate, which is absolutely phenomenal for a newsletter. So basically we're building a strong platform for physicians, for physical therapists, for chiropractors, for trainers, coaches, instructors, physical, everyone
involved
in health
and fitness
medicine.
You can add
podiatrists.
You can add podiatrists.
And podiatrists, of course, you know you're in the mix.
Yes. You know, the Sports Doctor Radio show has been all about the kind of connection you just made, Rob. The connection between, again, the personal training world and all it encompasses in the area of health, fitness, and wellness, and the medical world, and the role of coming together, the anti-aging technology. I remember when Dr. Goldman and Klatz first started. It's got to be 20 years ago. Involved in the Chicago. Goldman's from the Chicago area, D.O. here from Chicago.
Sure.
One of my longtime mentors and associates, he was just on the Sports Doctor last week, Bob Guida, in the bodybuilding world, is still buddies with Schwarzenegger. I think Guida might have been the only guy ever to defeat him in some way, shape, or form in one of those contests 100 years ago.
Dr. Goldman is, in a very good way, of course, he's a super freak. Beyond his accomplishments, accolades, the crazy thing that he's accomplished throughout his lifetime in business and physically, as you mentioned, world records. You know, and also, I don't know if many know this, but he was the founder of NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine.
I did the podiatry for them, Rob. I did the chapter for podiatric medicine when Goldman first started that organization. I think we were lecturing in a gym somewhere.
Think about that vision, though.
Again.
Think about that vision that he had then, and then look at that, then coining CPT, Certified Personal Trainer, back then. And now, as you mentioned, 20 years ago, starting this anti-aging movement, regenerative medicine, recognizing that this is going to be the next thing. And now he's done that and overcome, against all odds, has achieved one of the greatest worldwide events in anti-aging, just recently held in Las Vegas. But now he's expanding into the health and fitness market, tying those worlds together.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
He's got his Hall of
Sports
Fame.
Sports Hall of Fame.
Sports Hall of Fame. Yes, it's just endless stuff. And some of the guests I've had in the past
that
are involved in your world.
He, among all his accolades, one that I know is very special to his heart, which he just was notified, I think, a couple of weeks ago. He was, and I think you saw this on my post, he will be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award from Arnold Schwarzenegger at the Arnold Sports Festival in 2018. So I know for him, you know, among all those other things that he's done, and not to mention all his contributions, especially to our youth, and to charitable organizations, but
let alone the competition that he provides me with the Dr. Bob world. You know?
Yeah, sure. That's right.
We're going to talk more about that. We've got Rob Fletcher on the line again, the A4M Health and Research new explosive combination. We're going to be right back with another segment with Rob. It's the Sports Doctor.
Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. We have one of our old friends on, Rob Fletcher, again, Hall of Fame martial artist, the creator, America's Next Great Trainer, and big new role of the director of this whole A4M health and research group. Talk a little bit about our old friend Ron Klatz. Where's he at?
Well, let me Dr. tell you about Klatz. Ron. The two of them are phenomenal individuals. Dr. Klatz coined the term anti-aging medicine, recognized as a leading authority for over 35 years in new clinical science of anti-aging medicine. And he, as I mentioned, is the co-founder and president of A4M, along, of course, with Dr. Goldman.
They're both osteopathic physicians, right, Rob? Both Dr. Klatz, Dr. Goldman,
yes.
Of Doctors of Osteopathy, or DOs.
Yes.
Yeah, great profession.
Yeah, between the both of them, you know, they're two very, very intelligent. They're visionaries. They go against the grain because they see it.
Good.
And they get it. And when everyone says you're crazy,
good. Get them
they
both on
them
the
wrong.
Sand dune.
That's
Rob
right.
Is one
and
of the... Rob is one of the four or five experts around the country that the Sand Dune Stepper, we sent them that unique piece. You know, again, not that I'm prejudiced here on the Sports Doctor, but training the foot and ankle is such a big deal to me. A martial artist and a barefoot athlete like Rob is his whole world. Or a guest a couple of weeks ago, one of the finest orthopedic surgeons in the country, Dr. Nick DeNoble out in the Philly area with his affiliation with the Philadelphia Ballet. And the so sometimes I kid Rob seeing if he's on working out on the sand dune while he's punching
Bob,
the bag. Or...
Not to interrupt you, but we haven't spoken in a while. Now, if you remember, I had a pretty bad injury there. I pulled a hamstring, and so I was still doing
that.
Active recovery. And I incorporated that into the program, and I will tell you that, if people are not aware of the sand dune, you know, I think you should also educate and make people aware of what the sand dune is. I thought it was awesome. I mixed up a wide
variety.
Well,
it's the whole world. Yes. The whole world, Rob, of, again, the importance
of strengthening the foot and ankle. It doesn't matter if you're a martial artist or you're a tennis player or you're one of my world-class 10-year-old figure skaters. The strength of the foot and ankle is a major key. And again, my old colleague mentioned Bob Guida coined the term instability training like 40 years ago, where we wanted to create instability and imbalance. Imagine yourself standing one foot at a time on a mini tram. You are strengthening everything you own, and the everybody knows what it's like to walk on the beach, man. So,
right.
And again, I talk all the time about Twitter, you know, and our 34,000 Twitter followers. I get a lot of guests on Twitter, and I got this guy from Sand Dune through Twitter. And I remember calling my friend Bob Guida used to say, I want to strengthen these athletes like a piano player's hand. And I called him 40 years later. I said, guess what, man? You know, you got to look at this. So I'm a connector also in many ways. Again, the sports doctor, education's the name of the game. And the step up of the whole world of personal trainers that I really commend you for, everything you're doing, you're stepping up the whole role of the personal trainer and his relationship to the physician. You know, I've had 100 chiropractors on my show, if I've had one. So the step up and the role of the personal training world, you know, is a interesting thing that you're doing.
Well, let me tell you this, Dr. Bob. The thing about the physicians and the trainer, both are you know, excellent. Of course, you have the not-so-excellent ones, but they have that passion and knowledge to do what they do as a career. But the incredible thing about A4M Health and Fitness Research Project and World Health Net is this incredible monster of a media platform that we are creating. As I mentioned,
great. Tell these guys I'll write an article for them on the role of the foot
Dr.
in sport.
Bob, I think we've already discussed this. You just
See
have
that,
to forward that article
I
to
love
me.
Forward thinkers.
Yep, and you take advantage of that. The physician takes advantage of this platform as well as the trainers, and you're connecting the medical professionals with the fitness professionals through this one platform. That is through their social media website alone. You have 3 million people. I don't have to tell you the anti-aging regenerative medicine market, $300 billion market.
Yes. I have everybody from plastic surgeons to dermatologists, all aspects. The group ASEA, which is the cellular health supplement that I'm very excited about. I just had one of their leaders on a couple of weeks ago, Dr. David Silverman. The cellular health is all about anti-aging. So that this tremendous area, again, the sports doctor is all about education. It's about prevention. And you're a huge mental health guy. So much of what you do, we talk so much about the mental side of things on the sports doctor. You're a huge proponent of attitude in this whole world of wellness, aren't you?
Absolutely, and that's the purpose of the physician. You know, each one has a role. When you tie that physician in with a trainer, one, you're giving more credibility to the trainer. And I know some trainers might be reluctant, but the fact is the physician can do what the trainer can't, and the trainer can do what the physician can't. So now – you incorporate the two together. Now you're talking about true health care and true wellness. So,
yes, and having the backing, again, of the particular types of areas, you know, again, one of the key components of the sports doctor is the topic of parenting the child athlete. My upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where I'm
there you go.
co-authoring with a Healthy Life Radio host, Sharky Zartman. She's authored 5-6 books, but she's a Hall of Fame volleyball player. Both her daughters were Division I players. One of the big challenges today is parenting the child athlete. Prevention's a big part of it. And that whole area of screening, I have as much credence and importance in the personal trainer being somebody who could help these 12, 13, 14-year-olds stay out of injury concern and be involved in that whole area of prevention is one of the things we make a big deal out of Were you a karate guy, judo guy? What?
Kickboxing. In 1996, I was on the 1995 World Championship WACO USA kickboxing team. Then in 1996, that was my last competition. It was for the North American kickboxing title.
So you know what it's like to be a champion, man. You know what it's like to become one of the best in the world. And again, that's why it's such a fascinating topic, both the physical side as well as the mental side. Give us, we flew through the time here. Give us the websites again of the AFERD, the Health and Research Group, as well
sure.
as Angst.
All right, so you have America's Next Great Trainer is ANGT.TV, the acronym for America's Next Great Trainer. For A4M, Health and Fitness Research Project, you can find more information at worldhealth.net. As soon as you go there, the first thing that you should do is sign up for that co-branded newsletter, because that's going to tie you into this incredible marketing, promotional, and media platform of A4M and WHN World Health Net.
Dynamite. I wish you all the success in the world. I look forward to getting you back. I'm hoping to see and meet you soon. We're such good friends between Facebook and whatever going on the radio. Again, Rob Fletcher, Hall of Famer. The man's doing lots of exciting things. And I want to thank you so much for joining me.
I want to thank you for joining our advisory team.
You are very welcome. I'm looking forward to all that action. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Everybody, Dr. Bob, you know on the Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the Sand Dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at Sand Dune Stepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouthguard has ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right. Vector Mouthguard is a smart mouthguard. It gathers and transmits impact data, and it's infect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector Mouthguard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouthguard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit VectorMouthguard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart Mouthguard. Everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Again, check out the website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go to radio shows and see past guests, past topics, listen to whatever you would like. You can go over to newspaper articles and magazine articles. There's so much information there, a lot of great stuff. talking about the role of orthotics, women in high heels, concussions, choosing the right shoe. If you, again, go over to the newspaper articles, a lot of great stuff in the other end of sportsdoctorradio.com. And follow us on Twitter. I get a lot of guests on Twitter. And we just passed 34,000 followers, authors, doctors, inventors, writers that I've had as guests came through Twitter, as well as excellent sports medicine, health and wellness information posted a few times a day that doesn't even regard the radio show per se. We also post with the hashtag Hey Sports Doctor title, because that's the upcoming book this March or April. Next week, one of my colleagues, podiatrist, Dr. Bob Steinberg. Dr. Bob is an expert on skis and ski boots, so we're looking forward to him talking that whole world. Urologist, Dr. Carmen Giuscelli. We want to talk men's health problems and some of the challenges that we see in that big world in prevention and fitness. The following week, Rick Douglas. Rick is the head of operations of physical balance and physical therapy centers. They're like in 25, 30 states. We had one of their therapists, Mary Rochford, joined us like a month ago, and they'll join us. And Luke Summers, the son of my dentist friend for, gosh, 35 years, our athlete out in the Texas area. So Luke's going to join us. Looking forward to hearing from him. A lot of great guests coming up, and again, a lot of great guests in the past. So back on that topic quickly of the upcoming book, two of the chapters I'm very excited about in hashtag Hey Sports Parents is the chapter which is called Some Parents Perspective, where I have about a half a dozen parents of some of these young athletes in different sports, talking about challenges, highlights, the ups and downs of parenting the child athlete. And another chapter, which is going to be called Ask the Experts, where I have, gosh, I think half of them are previous guests of mine on the Sports Doctor. We're going to have sports psychologists. We're going to have child and adult psychiatrists. We're going to have physical training experts. We're going to have nutrition expertise in the whole world, again, of the child athlete, the whole family dynamic. And my part of the book really is going to be the Sports Doctors In segment. And we're going to have a chapter on shoes. We're going to have a chapter on orthotics. We're going to have a chapter, a very important one, of youth sports and drugs. We're going to have a chapter on what I call the prodigy sports, this whole specialization challenge of that young boy or girl, 10, 11, 12 years old, already only doing that one sport. That's what they love. This is what they want to do. Think gymnastics. Think figure skating, tennis, soccer. A lot of examples of the challenge of specialization concussions, the challenge of football, another chapter. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, who's written 6 or 7 books already on different topics of child coaching, of anti-aging. She's a former UCLA All-Star, national team member, Hall of Famer. Both her daughters were Division I volleyball players. So Sharky's going to talk all about the coaching side of things and the aspects. She's, matter of fact, included in some parents' perspectives on some of her different chapters on what are the important points regarding the book. So I'll keep everybody up to date. Again, I love the title, man. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, all aspects of preventing injury, the high performance kid, the whole mental side of things, burnout, etc. Look forward. Some emails. Again, my email address, drrweil, sports doctor, written out, at yahoo.com. drrweilsportsdoctor at yahoo.com. Angie, you're first up. My 10-year-old son loves soccer. He already is on two traveling teams. His heel has been bothering him on and off for a year. Somebody mentioned Severs, S-E-V-E-R-S. Angie, the most common heel problem in growing kids is that Severs or inflammation of the growth center on the bottom of the back of the heel. The great news is even the most chronic persistent problems, see podiatry, include orthotics in the mix, and it is very, very successful for these chronic persistent problems, which I see a lot of. You know, Dr. Weil, every time the kids really get serious with lots of running, their heels hurt. So we start looking for that if it's persistent and chronic. Soccer is famous for cleats. One of the things we want to tell you, Angie, back away from cleats. Get into a shoe with multiple nubs under the ball of the foot and the heel that have some good support. And that, again, you've got to pay attention to intelligent rest. If we see your son is hurting, and this can fool you, it hurts, it doesn't, it comes and goes. Many times we're putting pads in the shoes initially. We might be using physical therapy. We have to back off running and jumping for the couple of weeks. Good idea. See podiatry. Let them look at your son's, gee, he's got flat feet, gee, he's got high arches, what kind of shoe is he in, etc. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Speaking of heels, Tom's question is, are heel spurs surgical problems? Almost always, Tom, they are not. Heel spurs commonly are a growth of bone, usually on the bottom of the heel, in adults later on, anywhere from 40 years old and up, where we've got persistent stretching and inflammation of the attachment of the plantar fascia, which is the band-like tendon on the bottom of the foot that goes from the toes to the heel. So the arch and the heel are commonly the problems of discomfort. Long-term abuse many times will lead to a spur. And in most instances, conservative care, proper support, ideally custom orthotics, physical therapy, looking to stretch, strengthen, and treat that area, maybe over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medicine short-term. Sometimes we see somebody tomorrow, we might be taping their foot or putting a pad in their shoe. But almost at least 90% of these problems, the right orthotics, the right attention, again, including physical therapy, what I mentioned, these people do great. Rarely is it necessary to do that spur surgically. And if that's the opinion you're getting, get another opinion. You really want to look conservatively. Phil says, you know, I'm a 40-year-old runner. I've been running for, gosh, 20 years. And I've always had problems on and off with what always has been termed runner's knee. Would orthotics be a good place to look? Phil, it would be a great place to look. So many knee problems are foot-related.
especially if it's persistent. If you're a runner and the mechanics of running involve more pronation and secondary internal rotation, as the foot flattens in English, which is a complex motion in different directions, the knee rolls in. That's the mechanical force that often is involved with why my son or daughter's knees or my knees hurt, and you're telling me it's my feet. Pronated foot causing excessive torque or twisting at the knee. So when this guy mentions long-term runner's knee, which is usually tendonitis inflammation surrounding the knee, it's not a surgical problem. So we want to pay attention to foot mechanics. Paying attention to foot mechanics, does this guy have high arches? Does he have flat feet? Is he bow-legged? Is he knock-kneed? What's his structure? And then incorporate the physical therapy side, strengthening, working on alignment, looking at stability and balance, and also then paying big attention. Rarely are orthotics done properly, not a big step up. You want to go to podiatry for that opinion, Phil. That's the ideal scenario. But yes, orthotics done properly. And again, runner's knee is not a medical term. It's a subjective one. I'm assuming, again, you've gotten that diagnosis. Woof, ran out of time. So I want to thank everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, all our listeners and supporters. Again, I'll keep you up to date regarding hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And again, we'll catch you next time. It's The Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.